As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The NCAA did it. Very rarely do I side with the NCAA. Very rarely do I get to come on these airwaves and actually say something positive.
They usually always knock it out the park.
No, they don't. They usually screw it up. They usually, to the point of where we go, how did a group of men that run college football, for a lack of a better phrase, that run college football sit around a table and think that's okay? This is well done, NCAA. They've announced a new college football rule. That's been changed, by the way, to combat faking injuries. If medical personnel are forced to enter the field of play to evaluate an injured player after the ball is spotted by the officiating crew, that player's team will be charged with a timeout. If the team doesn't have any remaining timeouts, a 5-yard delay of game penalty will be assessed. I don't know about you boys, but I am stoked.
I wonder if you can choose.
No. If you got a timeout, the timeout's taken from your ass, which is painful. If you don't, it's a 5-yard penalty. I wouldn't think you could choose. Either way it goes, I don't know where y'all sit with this, but this literally has had me fighting mad multiple times. And not even when it's just Arkansas. Just watching games, and you're in the moment, you're down to the wire, a team's moving a rock, and you're like, hey, man, we got a shot.
All of a sudden, you see two guys go down at the same time.
They're confused. Which one of us was supposed to go down?
Exactly.
My bad. I'm confused. Right? I remember a game against Ole Miss, and this was Arkansas, a game against Ole Miss a couple years back. Big. It was KJ Jefferson. I remember that. It was a shootout in Oxford.
Hogs are winners.
And we're rolling. And that was with Kendall Briles. And Kendall Briles, when they started playing with momentum, when they got you in the defense they wanted you in, they just all gas, no break your tail. And KJ was really good at that. And they did it to us 2 or 3 times in the final drive. Now, we ended up scoring anyway, and I think we went for 2, and we didn't get the 2-point conversion, so we ended up losing. But anyway, it's something that I've dealt with multiple times. Whether it's my squad or not, I absolutely hate it. I tip my cap to the NCAA for making this change. You guys as passionate about this as I am? Are our listeners as passionate about this as I am? I am extremely passionate about it.
No, I think definitely something needs to be done about it, but that's going to be some real BS. If somebody like tears an ACL or somebody's really hurt,
yeah,
and you got to drop a timeout.
Oh, that's true.
Like that.
Well,
like,
here's the deal. I would think, now here's where the NCAA hopefully cleans it up.
Because you can't judge, you know, it's not a judgment like, oh man, I think that guy's really hurt.
Well, I disagree. Now, I do think that you can, with doctors involved, you could. If it is a legit injury, obviously he's going to lay there for a lot longer, right? He's just going to get up and jog off when your defense figures it out. I would think that
unless they're really leaning into.
Well, I would be okay with that being the side effect, if you will. If you eliminate this bull jive that coaches are doing, once again, the coaches, the adults in the room are screwing it up and putting the officials and the NCAA in a position where they have to do this, right? But I would be okay. If I assess you a penalty, if I'm a coach, If I'm a coach out there right now and you say, hey, man, would you be willing to have no call and let it continue the way it is, worried about a penalty or a timeout being assessed with a player that's really hurt, or would you rather we put the rule in and if a player's really hurt, we can try to work it out, or you just have the bad luck, the luck of the draw? I would say put the rules in. I'll deal with it if one of my players gets hurt.
Because you see it as, and I guess this is a real problem that runs rampant. Like,
absolutely. It affects big games in big moments way too often, and there's certain coaches that do it all the damn time. Absolutely, man. It just can't be faking anything outside of a play. Faking injury in under any circumstances can't be tolerated.
Maybe if the cart comes out, they stop. Because if somebody gets a concussion and they like, and the thought is, oh shoot, but I better get off the field or we're gonna lose a timeout. Like that, like yep. Somebody. That'd be a tough thing.
Old Linda Gale, she always taught me, boy, if your leg ain't broke, get your ass up and run off the field. Don't have me up in these stands worrying. So, I don't know. I just love the effort. I applaud the effort. I think it is absolutely needed. The NCAA finally got one right, boys. It's big. This is Sports Radio 610 Houston Sports Leader. I'm Clint Sterner. That's Ron, the show, Ugly. T. Mill, the real deal, is behind the glass over there. By the way, when I was running down what we got going on in the sporting world today, I do want to let you know that Tyler Milner did hit some bets last night, so it's a good time to get in on those on them bets, huh, T?
No lies detected.
Come on. Oh, Aaron Rodgers has been – he went silent for a while, boys. But he visited – he made another appearance on Pat McAfee's show today, and I think he shed a lot of light on a lot of things. We talked a little bit earlier about, you know, him in Pittsburgh and the conversations he's had, and he's having some personal issues both in his life as well as a couple of his closest friends that are in his inner circle's life that's factored into whether he's going to play or not again, it sounds like. But I found a lot of it very, very interesting, but what I found really interesting was he was hesitant to do it, but he ended up doing it anyway, but he went ahead and pulled the curtain back on what his version of the story of what went on in a meeting with the Jets when he was informed that they were going to go a different direction. Here's how that kind of went down.
Well, first of all, I told my pilots, hey, have a good night, have some beers. This is going to be a long meeting. Shoot, we might even have dinner. I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be a good, you know, I'm excited about this meeting. So walking out of there, you know, 25 minutes, this was like 40 minutes because I saw Vito and Gus in the training room. I saw Dave Zuffalato, you know, awesome trainer there. Got to talk to him. So I was there maybe about 40 minutes at One Jets Drive. Then I drove home, had some conversations with some people there, including Christopher. But the next day, when I left, I was just thinking, hey, that's the closing of that chapter. There's so many beautiful things about the 2 years that I had there. Obviously, most of them off the field, but no, I wasn't upset about it. I was surprised. I felt like there wasn't an ample amount of respect in that meeting. But, you know, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised based on some of the things I saw over the 2 years. But I am thankful for my time with the Jets. I'm disappointed it didn't work out better.
That is a storytelling, but what went down? I cut that thing wrong. But what actually went down? So he flies on his own dime. Apparently, he got a private jet and flew from California to New York to meet with him.
Fresh out of the Punch of Karma.
And he sits down, and him and the head coach are sitting there. He goes. He said he jumps up, leaves the room, rant like in a weird fashion. Jumps up, leaves the room. The general manager comes in. He's sitting there talking to the general manager. Head coach comes back in and sits down across the table from him and essentially says, hey, do you want to play football? And he said, yeah, I'm here to talk about it. And he said, well, we're going to go in a different direction at the quarterback position. And he said, what? He said, what? He said,
it's quick, too.
He said, yeah, we're going to go a different direction at the quarterback position. And I just wanted you to know. I wanted to know how you wanted the messaging to look. He said, "I don't give a damn about the messaging." Right? It was very interesting. He was expecting this long meeting to talk, and he said the way that they were moving, the way they went all around. He was sitting there having a general conversation with the general manager, just a convo, and the head coach just jumps in and goes, "Hey, we're going a different direction with the with the quarterback.
Aaron Glenn, man, in out here firing people like he's at Sprint, baby.
Yeah, that was it was interesting. Nonetheless, I thought Aaron Rodgers was an interesting interview. If you get to watch that,
he certainly seemed to be surprised by how that went down.
Yeah. I think he expected that they were going to go in a different direction. I think he felt like they could have. In fact, he told him on the piece of audio that I screwed up there. He actually said, they could have called me for that.
They had to make me fly across the country.
They literally, it was, I was in the building less than 40 minutes.
But they wanted to be a man to do it face to face.
If they had played for my airplane ticket, maybe. My man Private J said, I told my pilots. Wouldn't that be a good problem to have? I told my pilots to go have some beers.
I didn't even catch that. What would you call that? A humble brag?
That's a flex, no doubt about it.
Flex?
Yeah, I told my pilots to go have some beers, boys. It's going to be a long night. Apparently, Aaron Glenn didn't think it was going to be a long night. He's Aaron moving Glenn, moving with a different sense of urgency. His ass is rolling.
Maybe get somebody else up out the chair. Get somebody else. Let's go.
Hey. Have y'all seen this stuff on this since the Masters was just played and Rory did his thing? Have y'all seen the stories on this young kid that pissed in the creek at the Masters?
I've seen a lot of stories since Sunday, but I haven't seen that one. No.
Well, they
I missed that.
Apparently that there's he also had a hat on that people didn't like. He's an amateur. I think he went to Arizona State. His name is Jose Luis Ballester. He's got a hat on. You know how nowadays they're having these hats that have the letters upside down. I think it started actually in Dallas with Dak started some of that stuff up in Dallas. So people were up in arms about the hat that he was wearing, which who gives a rip, right? But apparently he's sitting there playing golf and
he had to go.
It's Rays Creek in the middle of the Masters. Apparently he just. He didn't think about bathrooms being all over the place. He just whipped it out and took a leak in Ray's Creek right there during the Masters.
That's on him.
It's nature. It's God's restroom.
No, that like you got like, listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, indecision, overthinking, second guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I know you don't just go peeing on stuff in Augusta. Wimbledon, you ain't got to. You don't just slide over the corner, at Wimbledon and just go and just
surround
let it go.
The corner,
hey, like they got pimento cheese sandwiches for $1.50 steel. Like they got this is Pleasantville. You don't just go pull your thing out and pee in a creek. Like you
don't go behind the goal at Madison Square Garden.
Oh yeah, man.
When you got a table.
Ron, he's an amateur.
Pebble Beach. Pebble Beach. You go pee in wherever you want to.
He's an amateur, Ron. He just
Whistling Straits. Go pee wherever. Beth played
TPC Sawgrass.
You ain't gonna pee in it. St. Andrews. You don't get to just pee on the course. Okay, Augusta, you don't just get to pee on the court.
I'll tell you now, I've been out of the Goose Creek Country.
Tyler, they asked him about it. He said it was not embarrassing for me at all. If I had to do it again, I'd do it again.
I like that out of him.
Apparently, he had to take a leak, boys.
I mean, when nature calls, it's unhealthy to hold it. Like, that's science.
Yeah, go find a toilet.
He's got him an Instagram girlfriend, so I guess she's not worried about it.
How many times Tiger had to pee, and he went and did it?
He probably just went on himself.
He might have. That's
what kind of competitor he is.
Dark pants. Keep going.
That Navy SEAL training, you know?
Y'all check out that Pat McAfee deal, though. That's pretty good with Aaron Rodgers, and he didn't pee in no creeks or anything that I know of, but it was a good listen.
Nice little run.
Was it the creek on 13 that Rory dumped that one into?
Yes, Ray's Creek. That's Ray's where he took a piss.
They got a place master. Out there called it's called A-Man Corner. You don't pee on the in the creek there.
That's like church.
Come on, man. Find your ass a bathroom.
Hey, when I read it, I had to go back and check to make sure it was real. I thought ain't no way he whipped that thing out right there.
Hey, man, it's not healthy for your bladder or kidneys to hold too long. That's just science.
Good Lord, man. Shoot, man. Maybe the Woodlands Country Club. Not there. Shout out
in Sparity.
Shout out to the Woodlands Country Club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.